Mark, I think I can hear them now. Those Harleys are out around the area, and they're getting ready for the big parade later on this morning. But this 120th anniversary celebration kicked off Thursday. What do you think the economic impact is going to be, and what does it mean for the brand of Harley-Davidson?
It's been huge, Libby. I mean, everywhere you go, everywhere I've gone over the past couple of days, I see Harley riders. They're in town, spending money, they're staying in hotels, they're shopping in stores, they're eating in restaurants, they're driving all over the place, they're having fun. It's been a really wonderful time and a great showcase for our city. The economic impact is about $95 million, which is obviously a great weekend for Milwaukee. It's great for the city. It's great for our image. And I think as these people come here, spend time, have fun. Hopefully all of them are going to return, right? I mean, hopefully they'll come back in November, maybe come back next March or April. Really, I think that's the key to this whole thing. I know throughout the city, whether it's the museum, whether it's down the grounds of Lakefront, I know I was down there last night for the big concert. Just there's lots and lots of energy all over town. In terms of Harley, the company, I think it's important. I think Harley's had a rough couple years as they've tried to work their way through COVID, as they've tried to grow their brand, grow their market share, try to get young readers, rolled out the electric bike. So what they need is a good weekend. And I think they've had that just in terms of how many people love the brand. They have loyalty. Just kind of raise that flag of the Harley is our brand. So I think it's been great for the company. Now they got to move it ahead. Now they got to grow that company. They got to add more young writers. They got to add more women writers. They got to add more minority writers. I think the energy this weekend I've seen has been really good for the company.
Well, especially with Green Day and the Foo Fighters. What a concert.
I know.
Right?
I know. I thought I saw you there last night. You were up kind of near the stage trying to climb on the stage, I thought I saw. But, you know, I'm not sure if that was you for sure, but you were everywhere, I'm sure.
I love David Grohl. All right. You know what? Another big story of something coming to Milwaukee. I'm thrilled about this one. The 21st Top Chef season is going to be filming in Milwaukee. What could this mean? Not just for the restaurant community, but for tourism when this show is broadcast internationally.
I think, again, this is another chance to get seen nationally. And I'll have to admit, I don't know a lot about it, but I can tell you that my wife and my daughter are thrilled with this and are excited. And just think this is the greatest thing ever because of the show coming here. So I think it's a big deal from the national stage, from the international stage, to see Milwaukee. We've all known about our restaurant scene. We all know we hit above our weight class in terms of restaurants. We have a lot of great restaurants here. We've had chefs who have won awards. So I think it's another endorsement of that. And to have them here for a season and to film throughout the area, it looks like in Madison and potentially throughout the state, I think is great for everybody. I'd like to see us on the stage. I know when I've seen us over the years on these shows, we've always played well. And we talked about 2021 with the Bucks, what that meant to be on the international stage, where here's another chance. So I know you'll be there. I know you're already working on your cooking skills because...
No, let me tell you something. The chefs that they have on this show are top notch. I mean, of all the food competition shows, this is it. This is the apex.
This is the Super Bowl.
Yes, it is.
This is the Super Bowl. I'm looking forward to it because, again,
listen,
I love food, so this is perfect for me, right?
If I can just get into Restaurant Wars as a patron, I will be thrilled to no end. But you know what? Another thing, as people are coming into town, we've got a 2% sales tax, which was passed this week. When are they going to implement it?
Wouldn't it be nice to have had that in place for this past weekend, Libby? Think of the $95 million being spent by all the Harley riders.
Whoa.
We could have made some pretty good money this weekend, right?
Yeah,
which is, it could have been good. But no, it's going to be in place in early 2024. I don't think anybody was surprised this got approved. It was one of not great options, but something that really had to be done to ensure our continued health. And not the other option, which was lots of cuts and lots of layoffs for the city. But I think the Harley example is a great one. The one nice thing about the sales tax is it means all the individuals who live in Heartland and Brookfield and Conemaugh who come into Milwaukee, who go to shows, who go to stores, who go to games, when they come here, we're going to make money off of that. But the other thing is when all these individuals come from all over the world for the Harley Fest and actually next year for the RNC, we'll be making some money off of that that'll stay here in the city to help actually run the operation. So I think it's something nobody wanted but really had to be done. I think now it's just a matter of implementing it and a matter of making sure the city handles it right, which I'm sure they will, as they kind of move ahead with this. But this was a historic vote, 12-3, but something that was not unexpected.
Well, and you know what? The other part of this is American Airlines new nonstop. A lot of people coming into the town, obviously.
Yeah.
Where is this destination?
This is a warm one. This is Miami, right? Do we all want to go to Miami in the winter? Well, they're adding flights there. I know, Libby, you have that huge condo in Miami that you head to for the winter, and then you come here in the summertime.
Well, actually, it's a little north of Miami.
Yeah, that's okay. Close enough. But, you know, it's just another I've talked on your show many times about the importance of nonstop flights. And to have another nonstop flight here in the wintertime to allow individuals to come and go nonstop is really important. With Miami's a hub too, and it has a lot of things going on there. So I think it's important. But I think we've seen this trend over the past year or so of these nonstop flights are being added to the major places like Washington, Miami, New York. This is good. This is returning us. We're not all the way back to where we were, you know, probably 10 or 12 years ago when we had a lot of nonstop flights here. But we're heading that way, and it helps the airport with its argument of flying out of Milwaukee and not flying out of Chicago.
All right. You know, another thing you did this week is you met with a group of prominent Milwaukee area real estate developers, and you talked about the need for workforce housing in downtown Milwaukee and the areas around. Why is that such a big deal?
Individuals who have jobs, well, a lot of those individuals want to live near work. And right now, it's kind of hard. You have a lot of apartments on the high end, and then you have some affordable units, but you need more units in the middle, which we call workforce housing, where workers can live. So the Avenue developers are actually going to go out, and they're going to try to add 120 units right next to the mall there where their workers can live right near work.
And I know you did have an article this week about, is there enough workforce housing in the Waukesha area?
And there's not. And it's been an argument over the years. Think about, in the last 6 months, we've seen efforts to go out into Washington County and Brookfield that have not gone well, and there's been a lot of opposition to it. You know, we've seen a lot of success in Wauwatosa. We've seen a lot of success with these projects in West Dallas. We need to move these out into Waukesha County because you have a lot of companies out there who need workers. Some of these workers live in Milwaukee. So how do we ensure those two can meet, have those jobs filled, and have those companies continue to grow? It's to have this workforce housing.
All right. Well, Mark, we're going to see you later on this morning as you lead the Harley-Davidson parade throughout the area.
I'll be watching it, but I'm looking for you coming down, roaring down the street, running alongside a Harley, because I'm not sure whether you have one or not. I don't. But I'm sure you'll be running down with a horn and a flag, right?
I don't know if I could keep up. Hey, Mark.
It'll be great. It'll be fun either way.
Always great to have you here. Thanks so much.
No problem, Libby. You have a great week.